You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis will travel to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization headquarters in Rome on Monday to attend a ceremony marking World Food Day. This year's theme is Change the Future of Migration. The Holy Father will be joined by the Director General of FAO, José Graziano da Silva, and by G7 agriculture ministers. George Rapsomanikis is a senior economist at FAO. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the visit.
The World Food Day is a very important day for us. It is our birthday. The FAO was founded on 16th of October in 1945, but it is also a chance to show our commitment to the Sustainable Development Goal number 2, to achieve zero hunger by 2030. This year's theme is about migration, and migration has shaped the societies we live today, and it is part of our lives. But we believe that it should be a choice and not a necessity. And in many cases, people migrate because of conflict, because of political instability, or because of natural disasters. What is more important is that people migrate because they have no other option to support their families, their livelihoods. And this is true in many of the rural areas of developing countries, where there is no employment and the lack of decent jobs, poverty and food insecurity can drive people away, and especially the young people. So the presence of Pope Francis links directly with migration, the theme of this year's World Food Day. Pope Francis will strengthen the message to promote safe and regular migration, and will elevate it, will uplift it. He is committed to the poor, and migration is an issue which is very close to his heart. His ongoing call on the international community is to change the future of migration, and agricultural is vital in this. It can address many of the root causes of migration by promoting rural development, reducing poverty, and eliminating hunger.
It comes to the question I was going to ask you. I mean, what would you say are some of the common concerns? You've talked about migration there, I suppose poverty, that the Holy See and the UN share. Also, the Pope has talked about the waste, the culture of waste. Would you say they are some of the common concerns, or are there any other common concerns that the UN and the Holy See share?
Oh, we share common goals and ideas. The Sustainable Development Goals, for example. And the Holy See follows the work of the international community, is a part of international community, and contributes to efforts to promote development. You mentioned food loss and waste. This is true. We talked before about the issue of migration. But even on eliminating hunger, Pope Francis has many times underlined the need to recognize that all people have a right to adequate, safe, and nutritious food. And yet today, over 800 million people in the world are undernourished, and this is one in nine people on the planet. Malnutrition affects almost one out of three people. Another issue is the environment. Caring about the environment is another common goal. And climate change is expected to affect all aspects of our life, but especially food security. In many countries, especially in low-latitude countries, many of which have already food security problems, the impact on food production will be negative and quite significant. Water scarcity is expected to affect livestock production. Climate variability, extreme weather events will affect the stability of food production. And this is another case that we have a common goal. The papal encyclical on climate change and the environment has contributed to the debate on climate change and sustainability, and these are key factors in achieving food security and relate directly to FAO's work and mandate.
Regarding FAO's work, what would you say is the most challenging humanitarian situation that your organisation is dealing with in the world today? Is there a particular country, a hotspot, that really, with regard to, even to food security, that is extremely challenging?
Today we have an unprecedented situation, conflict, political instability that are exacerbated by extreme climatic events like drought. They have resulted in severe food insecurity in South Sudan, in Somalia, in northeastern Nigeria, and Yemen. These countries together make up for over 100 million people that are on the brink of hunger, and this is a huge challenge for us, for the international community, and we work together with other UN agencies like the World Food Programme to address it. But generally speaking, if one looks at the future, agriculture faces a triple challenge. First, it has to produce sufficient food to meet growing demand as population increases in the world. The second, it has to generate employment opportunities for people in rural areas. And the third, it has to manage natural resources sustainably. This is land and water. So emergency assistance is necessary, but it is not enough to achieve long-term food security. People have to be empowered, and they have to be given the tools they need. And this forms a large part of our mandate, promoting sustainable production technologies, building capacity through training and education, promoting health through better nutrition, helping to integrate small family farmers in markets, increasing equality in rural areas through social protection alone, very important.
Just one final question with regard to Pope Francis. I mean, how important is his voice at a time when there are conflicts and humanitarian crises in different parts of the world?
Conflicts are major drivers of food insecurity and poverty. And today in the world, there are 19 countries that find themselves in protracted crisis. And 15 out of these 19 countries are found in Africa. I mentioned before the situation in South Sudan, Somalia, and northeastern Nigeria. Sustaining peace is extremely important, and from our part, we contribute towards peace objectives through food security and nutrition-related interventions. The Pope is a spiritual leader of more than 1 billion people, but his views on peace and on social justice are shared by many more people of different nationality, faiths, and color. And as the challenges we face today are so big, it really makes a huge difference to listen in a neutral international forum like FAO is for food and agriculture, to listen about solidarity, not only about putting solidarity at the center of our actions as individuals, but putting solidarity first in our communities and in our international relations.
That was FAO economist George Rapsomanikis speaking there to Lydia O'Kane.